Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Agricultural Stewardship Association, ASA, amongst friends, is a community-supported land trust dedicated to protecting local farmland from encroaching development, working together with interested landowners and active supporters. They do wonderful work, and to help raise support for their efforts, the ASA will be holding their 12th annual, and yes, I had a little gulp last night when I wrote that, where, wow, 12 years? Their art exhibition this Columbus Day weekend to benefit farmland conservation. To tell us more, we welcome ASA Executive Director Terry Patrick. Terry, good morning. It is always good to see you. How are you?
Great. It's wonderful. I mean, beautiful weather. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend for the show.
This event is held at Maple Ridge in Cambridge. It's on Route 372. And if you just go to the Ag Stewardship website, agstewardship.org, they will they're more than happy to give you directions to specifically where the event is held, so we will let that stand for itself and talk about the event itself. And you've been doing this for 12 years, so I assume it works.
It works really well. I mean, it's in a historic barn. There couldn't be a better setting for this. All of the walls are filled with art, probably about 300 pieces, 31 artists this year, everything from the traditional landscape. Brian Sweetland from Vermont is our featured artist on all of our promotional pieces this year. And then there's Harry Orlick, Barbara Sussman, to George Van Hook, to then we get more of the farm animals, Leslie Peck, then we get more abstract, Leslie Park, and Joan Duff Boer. So there's just something for everyone there, and it's a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
It is. It's an incredible event in that you go and everyone is of like mind, because it's obviously the art. The money is going to a good cause, going to you all. So how does that work? How do you work with the artists?
Well, it's wonderful because the artists donate 50% of the proceeds. So every time someone purchases a piece of art, it directly helps us protect another farm.
Now, how are those efforts going these days?
They're going pretty well. I mean, there's slowed down a little bit just because state and federal funding has slowed down. We understand it's going to pick up. This Friday, we're going to conserve another landscape, almost 400-some acres on the Hoosac River in Scaticoke. So that's using state funding and some private funding. So when state funding comes online, it will really help move us forward in a much better way. But we have protected 95 farms on 14,650 acres of farmland in both Washington and Rensselaer counties.
And the fact that you are, just give us a sense, and I know we've talked about this before, but give listeners an understanding of that equation. Some of it's private money, some of it's your money, some of it is state or federal money.
Yes, correct.
And it's kind of the stew that comes together that allows this to happen.
Right. And some of it is, sometimes we actually go out to the public and fundraise.
Yeah.
And, you know,
to save one particular
farm. Yeah,
parcel.
To save a particular farm. And we've been successful with the Denison Farm, for instance. It was a wonderful project. And, you know, it's just really, it's important because the farms in our area really are everyone's farms, because they don't just feed people in our area. They feed people in Saratoga Springs and Albany and Glens Falls and as far away as New York City and Boston. So it's really important that we, you know, we've lost 60% of our farmland in the last 50 years here in the Capital District. So every farm we can protect today will help feed us tomorrow.
Are there, so I assume you still have your list of endangered farms, the farms that are on your hit list.
Well, we don't have a hit list.
I mean, you have to drive by and say, oh boy.
Well, we have areas that are
our
high priority areas.
Going up on farm.
Yes.
It has to.
Yes, we have areas that are high priority focus areas, and that's where our best farms are, our best soils are, and if they would come to us and they're interested, we will gladly work with them.
Okay.
So it's more of a, because this is a voluntary program.
Right.
It has to take, the landowner has to be interested, otherwise it doesn't work.
But with that said, you can help make them interested in the sense of getting your name out and saying, this is what we do, and would you be interested in doing this?
Yes.
Right.
And bringing money to the table. That's really important.
You mentioned a word a moment ago, and it reminded me of something that I'm aware of now, but I was not aware of initially, and that is how important soil is to what you do, because we really are talking about farmland. While even in your event, you were talking about landscapes, and we think of beauty, and we think of the beauty of the farmland, a lot of that money comes from the actual of farming, and so even if you have a great property, it has to have all of the soil and the ingredients necessary to be a good farm.
Absolutely. Farm soils are probably the most important ingredient. Farmers are really important too. So it has to have a viable farm business and then really good farm soils, because if it doesn't have good farm soils, it just can't produce food the way we want to see it producing food.
So in other words, it's, and I was clumsy in explaining it, I guess, but when you look and you see 200 acres and it may be wooded, and you say, oh, well, wouldn't it be nice if they could save that? Well, that isn't as much your business as it is of the 200 acres that was once used or is currently being used for farming and could possibly go up for sale.
Yes, and it could be produced anything from milk to vegetables. I mean, that's what good soils can do. Your prime and statewide important soils, they produce, you know, they're the easiest to grow food on.
And we have a lot of that in Washington and Rensselaer County.
We're kind of like a food hub
for
the whole area.
And so are you mostly in the southern reaches of the county, or do you go up? How far
north
do you go?
We go all the way up to the north, but most of our farms in the southern area, mid to southern, and then to the northern part of Rensselaer County. But we've gone all the way down to Steventown. We are in Berlin. We actually cover all of Rensselaer County. So, anyone who's interested in working with us, we meet with them.
Mm-hmm. When you started this project of Landscapes for Land's Sake and actually brought people in to, I think one of the things that I always enjoy about this event and find it so great is that it brings together, yes, people who are interested in the art, but this is also that art that comes from this region. It comes from the land that you are ultimately saving, and it is a wonderful circle.
It's inspired by the land that we're ultimately saving. So it really says it all. Landscapes for Land's Sake. It says it all.
You know, I've always said this, and maybe 4, 5, 6 times a year, I'll go outside, and I'll look outside, and the dog will be barking, and there'll be an artist in our yard overlooking the valley, and they'll be painting, and I keep on thinking that one day when I go to this event, I'll see that view. And so far I never have. And I never see the artist again.
Well, we'll have to arrange for that.
Someday.
And Joe, that's because you have one of the most beautiful views in Washington County.
Got an okay view. It's a nice perch. No question about it. But my point being is that this is the type of land where people, or the type of views where people will let the drive and then stop. And then they'll look and say, "Oh my God,
that's
something that they want to that they want to keep, either through a painting and photography that you include as well."
Yes, and actually, in our lower gallery this year, it's all dedicated to photography. Three of the photographers are teachers who teach our Farm Photographer Kids program, and a number of photographs are featuring the works of our students.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice tie-in.
Was some of that at the Washington County Fair?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Really, very nicely done. Some of
us
at the Troy Arts Center too. We had a farm food photography camp there this summer.
Gorgeous stuff.
Yes,
very very nice.
So there's a special family day. Well, let me just kind of go over our hours. On Saturday, we have an opening reception from 2 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, we have also we're open from 12 to 4 p.m. for the art exhibit, but we also have a special family day where you can have mini lessons on photography for children from 1 to 3. And you can also be a super farm hero. And on Monday, Columbus Day, we're open from 12 to 4 once again for viewing the exhibit and purchasing art. I mean, the whole purpose of this is support ASA, support landscapes, to help us conserve them.
And you'll be open again on Monday as well, right?
Yes, Monday, yeah. 12 to 4.
12 to 4. So 12 to 4 on Sunday and Monday, and then the kickoff on Saturday. And you can find out more about the entire schedule by going to agstewardship.org, agstewardship.org, and find out more about the event, which is at Maple Ridge, which is at 122 State Route 372 in Coyola, New York, which you won't know where that is until you actually get there. but once you're
the
there, you'll know you're
Greenwich
in Coyola.
Greenwich to Cambridge.
That's right. Route 372, it's the Greenwich to Cambridge Road or the Cambridge to Greenwich Road, depending on which way you're going. Opening reception is on October 12th, and you saw a lot of art. I mean, that's a great thing
we
about
do.
This. It's successful. I know from experience, you got to be there early, or you get, you know.
Yes, and let's
things go quick.
Well, we also have a lot in the basement that we can bring up and to replace, so we have plenty of art. Don't worry about it's selling out, but definitely come. You can view a lot of it on our website, on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, where there's a lot of photos of the work.
You do great work, and it is a wonderful event and a wonderful exhibition. It's the 12th annual art exhibition to benefit farmland conservation, the Agricultural Stewardship Association's Landscapes for Land's Sake. You can find out more information by going to agstewardship, that's agstewardship.org. Terry, thank you very much, as always, for being with us and for the great work that you and the organization do for our region.
Appreciate Thank you,
it.
Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.